Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fiance of missing woman Irene Gakwa pleads guilty to financial crimes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Nathan Heitman appeared in the 6th Judicial District Court for his change of plea hearing on Tuesday. The fiance of missing woman Irene Gakwa pleaded guilty to 3 of the 5 felony counts against him before Judge Michael Causey, according to Cowboy State Daily. As a part of the plea deal, 39-year-old Heitman admitted to unauthorized use of Gakwa's debit card by transferring almost $3,000 to his own account after her disappearance, according to court documents. Heitman also admitted to unlawful use of 2 of Gakwa's credit cards for 16 separate charges for over $3,000. In addition to these 2 charges, Heitman pleaded guilty to deleting Gakwa's Google email account. According to the plea deal, in exchange for pleading guilty to 3 charges, 2 of the felonies will be dropped. He will also be required to pay restitution for the full value of the money stolen from Gakwa. As a result of Heitman's guilty plea, Causey revoked his bond. The judge ordered him to remain in the Campbell County Detention Center until sentencing, which could be up to 90 days from now. For the 3 felony charges Heitman pleaded guilty to, he is facing up to 23 years in prison at his sentencing hearing. Gillette man arrested on multiple charges after altercation with his girlfriend. On Saturday night around 6 p.m., Gillette police received a report from a 38-year-old woman who said she saw a woman who appeared to need help on Sierra Drive. The 25-year-old woman was seen on foot heading to a residence nearby. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, officers found the woman bleeding from her nose and said that her boyfriend had assaulted her. During an argument inside the 25-year-old boyfriend's vehicle in front of her residence, she said he had hit her in the face and squeezed the back of her head. She told officers she was able to free herself from his grip, but he pushed her towards the back seat of the vehicle and hit her head on a speaker. EMS transported the 25-year-old woman to the hospital for treatment for her injuries. Officers located the boyfriend in his vehicle a short distance away from the Sierra Drive residence. Wasson said he was showing signs of impairment and submitted to a sobriety test. He was taken into custody and charged with DUI. During a search of his vehicle, officers found a tablet of fentanyl, a small amount of methamphetamine, an adulterant, and 4 bottles of alcohol. In addition to the DUI, he was also charged with domestic violence battery, 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance, and possession of an adulterant. He was transported to the jail without incident. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalene.